That whole stink that just recently got resolved, it seems like we're ignoring the big things and focusing on the little things. You know, the whole thing with the Sanford Dam and Wixom Lake, and then they've already removed a few dams up here over in the Levering area and up in the northwest corner of Emmett County. There's talk, and I think it's already decided, but I don't know all the details. They were talking about draining Roberts Lake, removing the dam there and letting that go back to natural. Not Cochrane, but Roberts. And I don't know what that's going to do with the road there, because there's a road that goes over, for lack of a better word, a dam, an impoundment, whatever you want to call it. You know, Consumers Energy is really the one that dammed all that stuff up back in the early 1900s because they wanted the hydroelectric out of it. Most of that over on the east side of the state, you know, Oscoda area, up and down off of M-55 and in through there, there's a whole bunch of them, you know, Loud Dam, Proud Dam, Five Channel Dam, and they're still working, you know, they've rehabbed them, and I mean, they're super tiny, you know, small capacity, but better than nothing. But juggling all that, juggling the environmental with the fish and wildlife, with the private property rights, with riparian rights, so, you know, it just, and then you get the fights between the tree huggers and the sportsmen and the, you know, I just, and then the courts are tasked with figuring it all out. I don't know what the answer is, but I know my destination is in sight, so I'm good for, you know,